This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump said Wednesday that he canceled a planned trip to Denmark because he didn't like the way the Danish Prime Minister described the suggestion of the United States buying Greenland. As VOA's Steve Herman reports, Trump said he felt Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen's characterization of the idea as absurd was an insult to the United States.
Speaking to reporters on the White House South Lawn, President Trump said he did not like having his idea to buy Greenland being called absurd by Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen.
She's talking to the United States of America. You don't talk to the United States that way, at least under me.
Trump had planned to visit Denmark early next month, flying there from Poland. He had been formally invited by the Danish Queen. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The Trump administration on Wednesday unveiled new rules that would allow officials to detain migrant families indefinitely while judges consider whether to grant them asylum in the United States. Kevin McElneenan is the acting Secretary of Homeland Security.
The new rule establishes a high national standard for care of children and families in custody, allows the government to keep families together for fair and expeditious immigration proceedings, restores integrity to our immigration system, and eliminates the incentive for children to be used or exploited to enter the United States.
The new rules, which are certain to draw a legal challenge, would replace a 1997 legal agreement that limits the amount of time U.S. immigration authorities can detain migrant children. The agreement is generally interpreted as meaning that families must be released within 20 days. The new Trump administration rule is due to take effect in 60 days, but that deadline will likely slip as it will probably be challenged in court. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres will travel to the epicenter of an Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. We get details from VOA's UN correspondent, Margaret Bashir.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres plans to visit the country for 3 days, arriving August 31st. His spokesman, Stéphane Dujarric, told reporters that Guterres wants to assess the situation and mobilize additional support for the response.
In the province of North Kivu, he is scheduled to meet with Ebola survivors and health workers during a visit to an Ebola treatment center.
He will also meet with Congolese President Félix Tshisekedi in the capital, Kinshasa. In July, the WHO declared the Ebola outbreak to be a public health emergency of international concern. The majority of cases have been concentrated in North Kivu and Ituri provinces in the country's northeast, but cases have emerged in other parts of the country. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
The Vatican acknowledged an Australian court's decision to uphold Cardinal George Pell's conviction on sexual abuse. We get the details from Sabina Castelfranco in Rome.
A statement read out by papal spokesman Matteo Bruni at the Vatican Wednesday morning said the Holy See acknowledged and respected the decision taken by the Australian court. He added that Pell has the right to a further appeal. The Vatican spokesman also said the Catholic Church will continue to seek justice for the victims of clerical sexual abuse.
At this time, together with the Church in Australia, the Holy See confirms its closeness to the victims of sexual abuse and its commitment to pursue, through the competent ecclesiastical authorities, those members of the clergy who commit such abuse.
Cardinal Pell will be eligible for parole in 2022, when he will be 81 years old. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Some lower mortgage rates led to a jump in home buying in July. AP's Mike Hempen has more.
The chief economist for the National Association of Realtors, Lawrence Yoon, says U.S. home sales increased 2.5% last month.
It is the first year-over-year gain in 17 months.
Yoon says lower mortgage rates lured many would-be buyers into the market, but he's not expecting rates to drop much further.
Given that the market has already priced in for further rate cut, we may be at the low point in terms of mortgage rate.
Yoon says the median sales price jumped 4.3% from a year ago, mainly due to a lack of housing inventory. Mike Hemp in Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Berg, VOA News.